food banks in the state are dealing with the impact of the reduction of SNAP benefits in Arkansas. As part of the 2009 federal stimulus package, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as the Food Stamp Program, received a boost in funding. Today, 47 million Americans are on food stamps. Last month, a temporary increase in SNAP benefits was slashed. The impact on Arkansas was about $52 million statewide, which translates to about $10 per SNAP recipient. For a family of four, that means a $36 cut in SNAP benefits for that household. The impact is being felt across the state as food pantries have to make up the difference to provide food for those who need help. Christy Jordan is executive director of the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas.
We are seeing some of our pantries are already saying that they can see a difference in the number of people that are coming to them for food assistance, just running out of budget before the end of the month to be able to provide food for their families.
And Jordan says it may not sound like much, but $36 can go a long way to feed a family. She says that kind of cut can be devastating for those families who are barely getting by.
You know, when you think about $36 and what you can buy at a grocery store, you can provide several meals depending on how carefully you shop with $36. That's a lot of money.
And the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas provides food to over 100 food pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, and other charitable organizations in 12 counties in Northeast Arkansas. Jordan tells how many people the food bank will serve through those organizations.
Each week in Northeast Arkansas, over 5,000 people will visit a food pantry, soup kitchen, or shelter that's associated with the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas. So a lot of people that don't necessarily say anything that are really struggling and go to get help. And by the end of this year, we will have distributed over 4 million pounds of food and grocery products to Northeast Arkansas communities.
Jordan says the cuts in SNAP benefits hit hard as more struggling families are now visiting food pantries for help.
So many people live paycheck to paycheck, and we're just one emergency away from possibly being in a situation where we need assistance. And so we find that a lot of times, and then we have a lot of people that are employed at low-wage jobs and just have trouble making ends meet with all of their living expenses. And so there are lots of people that suffer silently, and I'm just really grateful to all of our networks of agencies that help provide food to families in need.
And according to Jordan, the reduction in SNAP benefits is having a negative impact on families, especially with the holidays coming up.
We have heard other food banks that are fearing that they're going to be experiencing similar things, and just the timing of it happening around the holidays is going to be tough. People already make tough choices about, you know, whether to buy food or pay for the heating bill or buy food or gas to go to work, buy food or, you know, another necessity that a lot of us take for granted. And so when you compound that with the holidays and thinking about wanting to have the ability to do something special for your family and just not being able to afford it, it just makes it a little more tough.
Jordan says food donations are now critical for all food banks in Arkansas, and not just during the holiday season. She stresses that food pantries and food banks are now in need of donations year-round. She emphasizes food donations are helpful, and monetary donations are especially helpful because food banks know how to get the most food out of every dollar.